Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And, you know, we're always talking about T-Mobile, how they support veterans, what they do for our country, how proud they are of our country. They're just great partners to have. And just another example of that is this guy. Derek Doan is Director, Northeast Region, Public Sector and Education Sales at T-Mobile. And in that position, he leads a team of senior managers who have teams across 14 states focused on T-Mobile's state, local, city, and education business, which I didn't even know was a thing. In addition, Derek represents T-Mobile and military veterans by working in partnership with other private sector firms to share best practices around hiring and supporting those who defend our country. Derek is co-chair of T-Mobile's National Veterans and Allies Employee Resource Group that we talked about a bunch. He spent 12 years serving his country, 2 years in the Navy, 10 years in the Army Reserves, earning the rank of Sergeant. Sergeant Derek Doan joins us here on the National Defense. Derek, how are you?
I'm great, Randy. Thank you so much for having me, and we really appreciate the partnership that National Defense Radio has with T-Mobile. We love it.
You know, it's just such an honor for us to be able to kind of shine the spotlight on great companies like T-Mobile, because you guys don't do a lot to pat yourselves on the back. and Ivy, I appreciate that. But if people, you know, as they come to know about T-Mobile and how you support veterans, it's just amazing. Derek, can you tell us about your military experience and kind of how you found your way to T-Mobile?
Sure, Randy. Thanks for the question. So like you had mentioned, I served 2 years in the Navy, which was wonderful, and a great experience to get to travel the world. And then when I came out of the Navy, I decided to continue my military career. And the Army Reserve offered me an excellent opportunity to both serve in a reserve capacity and then also excellent college benefits, which really helped me finish and get my college degree, plus serve my country and, you know, still continue to visit wonderful places, learn about how the Army can defend, you know, the nation and the world when it comes time for, you know, really defending what we have here in America. So thank you, Randy.
Yeah. And so you have all this experience in the military. And then, you know, a lot of guys, Derek, as you know, a lot of folks when they transition out have problems coming back, finding a job. How did you find your way to T-Mobile?
Great question. You know, I have a love for technology, a real passion. While I was in college and I needed a job, I needed to work besides being in Army Reserves, which was a great thing for me financially at the time. But with the GI Bill, I also started a part-time job in wireless, selling mobile technology. And this goes back 20 plus years to when we had analog phones and flip phones. So, you know, that kind of started my career in mobile technology. Years later, T-Mobile offered me an excellent opportunity to expand their product portfolio in the state and local government space, build out a team. And, you know, it's been an excellent opportunity for me to work with local government.
Yeah, that is fascinating to me. We're talking to Derek Doan here on the National Defense, Northeast Region Public Sector and Education Sales at T-Mobile. And Derek, you know, we always like to find out from our military folks, what has your military experience taught you that has helped you in your career? And well, why do you think it's important to hire veterans?
Good questions, for sure. I think some of the things that taught me personally, and you'll probably hear this from a lot of veterans, is attention to detail. You know, that's something I didn't have as a, you know, young individual.
Right. None of us did.
Yeah, for sure. So really taught me how to really pay attention to those details, all the way down to how do you fold your clothes to make it fit in a really tiny space. Right. You know, one thing is patience, you know, which is huge in both the military and in corporate America. Patience with process and people. And how to deal, deal with all types of different personalities. In the military, really, you show up and people are from everywhere, different backgrounds, different cultures. It doesn't matter how much money you have or don't have,
right?
How much education. So it really teaches you how to work with nearly everybody. And I found that has served me well in my career here at T-Mobile. And something to your next question, why do we love to hire vets? Because we know that they have this type of experience. We know they can be patient, and pay attention to details. And I think that's something very unique, to a veteran, that they're kind of forced into that when they go through all the way from basic training and through their entire military career.
Yeah. And the other part of that, too, Derek, is just so resourceful. I mean, you have to be so resourceful in the military, and to bring that skill to a corporate job, it's just something that a lot of people do not have. What is T-Mobile doing to celebrate Veterans Day this year?
I love when people ask me that, because I'm so proud of what we do on Veterans Day. We are a huge sponsor of the Veterans Day Parade in New York City.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. So this is our 7th year. And every year it's just more and more something that I come to appreciate, to march up Fifth Avenue and really celebrate and see all the veterans there. So we host a big event in New York City for both our employees as well as for partners within New York City. And our big partner there is United. We're a Veterans Council. So we have an opportunity to work closely with their team around the Veterans Day parades. We also hold a big event out in Overland Park, Kansas, which is where we have another big presence as an organization. And we love to honor and celebrate our military and veteran community members.
Yeah, I've actually been to that celebration. We're based in Kansas City, Missouri. So that is something great to do locally. And I just talked to your Grand Marshal, who's going to be on this show. Mike Lennington, the CEO of Wounded Warrior Project. So awesome. There's some great things coming together for T-Mobile and also for Veterans Day. Hey, Derek, what can you tell me about T-Mobile's military hiring commitment? I mean, this is something that we have tracked for quite a while. And how is the company tracking toward that goal?
We have a goal to hire 10,000 veterans or military spouses by 2023, and we are on target. And this is another thing that I know our entire organization, all the way back to our previous CEO that helped us set up this program. And we're very, very intentional about hitting this target. We have an entire team of folks that all they do is ensure that veterans are being recruited and looked at for the right opportunities, as well as military spouses who also are folks that definitely get to be involved and learn a lot about military culture as supporting their spouse and their journey in the military.
Yeah, and I love it that you're supporting military spouses too. It's just so important. And I know about some of these other programs and resources that T-Mobile offers that make it such a great place for veterans to work. Derek, can you talk about those a little bit?
Yeah, definitely, Randy. We have a commitment, to the workplace for military veterans and their families to have resources. Some of the things that just come to mind are like really flexible relocation benefits, because we do understand that our military employees that are serving, may have to relocate at times. We have counseling sessions to help former servicemen or members identify mental health professionals. We know folks coming out of the military, especially if they've been to war, could need these resources. So we make them very, very readily available for them. And then also we have some really cool development opportunities to support them throughout their entire career journey. One that comes to mind is called Lead Magenta Next, where we handpick veterans to go through pretty intense learning and development leadership programs, assign them mentors. I personally have been a mentor in this program and help watch veteran employees work up in the ranks here at T-Mobile. So we're really proud of having all these different services available to our military employees.
How cool. We're talking to Derek Doan here on the National Defense Director, Northeast Region, Public Sector and Education Sales at T-Mobile. And Derek, you know, we always hear such great stories about employees, especially veteran employees at T-Mobile. I remember one from a couple of years ago where a young lady was getting ready to go back out and serve in the National Guard. And, you know, a lot of companies, that's a problem. Well, T-Mobile not only allowed it, they supported her every step of the way and started sending her care packages every single month while she was deployed. I mean, that stuff happens all the time, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We just, the team here as part of our Veterans and Allies Network here, this time of year, we identify any military employees that are currently deployed. We send their families care packages. We send them a care package if they can receive it based on where they're presently stationed. We check on them when they return to make sure they're doing okay and their transition back to T-Mobile and civilian life is, you know, being cared for. So it's, you know, the support we provide, you know, for our military employees is unlike any other. Every story is different that, right, that these individuals have. And we're so proud to be one of the very, very top military friendly employers in the
absolutely
country.
Well, I mean, clearly supporting our military is very important to T-Mobile. Why? What does that stem from?
Really, you know, T-Mobile has built a culture of just giving back and community service. We look for every opportunity, whether it's supporting the Boys and Girls Club, you know, supporting our military, supporting, you know, underprivileged in different cities by providing free technology resources. Our company has grown up over the last 20 years just in a sense of, hey, how can we give back, you know, to the community and folks in need? And, you know, we also offer, which is really, really cool, is a 40% discount off our very best services, T-Mobile services for military families, veterans, and active duty. So right out of the gate, you know, a huge financial benefit to join T-Mobile as a customer, where you get to enjoy a 40% discount off service. And that's our very best discount. Oh. No one else gets a better discount.
When I first heard of that discount, I was like, I had to go, am I reading this right? Is it? I'm 40. I mean, that's unheard of. That's unheard of. You know, a lot of companies, and I give them credit, they will, you know, give you 5% off or 10% off, 40%. I mean, that's really outstanding. And that says a lot about T-Mobile and their, you know, their authentic desire to take care of veterans. And I mean, for you, Derek, you gotta, it's gotta make you proud to work at a place like that as a veteran, right?
It does. Like, I've been here 13 years. And when I look at, there's amazing companies in the U.S., technology companies. And I'm sure I could go find a great opportunity somewhere. But when I look at, you know, T-Mobile and how they support all the different networks that we have, veterans being the closest one to me, you know, that's huge to myself and my family to work for an organization like this. It's not all about, you know, pay and compensation. It's about what else can T-Mobile do and do they do for their employees? And that's a big reason I believe that I'm here and a lot of the folks are here. You'll hear a lot of stories, Randy, of folks that have been here 10, 20, 30 years. And I promise you, these are a lot of the same reasons they choose to stay with an organization like
Absolutely.
This.
Absolutely, no question. Sergeant, thank you so much for your time today, and thank you for what you're doing and everything that T-Mobile is doing for our veterans.
Thank you, Randy. I appreciate the opportunity to chat with you today.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.